everybody. This is going to be a kind of different episode of the Secret Ansem Report. We're going to talk about some different things, and I'm not going to really answer any questions, but just want to talk about some stuff that's on my mind a little bit. I will also say that I didn't really script this. This is just kind of, not that I ever write like a word for word script, but like this is like something that I don't even have bullet points over here. I'm looking at a video or a GIF of Squall, but they replaced his face with Willem Dafoe. So that's what I'm looking at on Discord right now. So I don't even have like a script. So this is going to be a little more freeform. Thank you to everybody who's kind of supported us during like this bit of hiatus that was unplanned. It's been a tough go at it, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit. But thank you to everybody who came and supported us during our stream at March Caprice. Shout out to the people at March Caprice for letting us be involved. We had a great time doing the streamer reports. I hope you guys liked them. And then we had a great time doing our live podcast with the tier list and KH guides and all that stuff. There was something that I kind of just said flippantly at the end of that podcast that I think people ran with a little bit, and I wanted to talk about it, and that's the future of the Ansem Report podcast. I said something along the lines of it's not going to last forever, and so let's try to have a good time and, you know, do the best Ansem Report we can in the meantime. And I think that scared a lot of people. It made you guys a little spooked out. And I want to talk about that. The future of the Ansem Report. In order to talk about that, I have to like go on a bit of a tangent, which it's not going to make sense right now when I say what the tangent is. But I want you guys just to stick with me because it will make sense soon. So Fall Out Boy is one of my favorite bands in the world. Maybe right up there with Coheed. Coheed's my favorite band, but if I'm being completely honest about it, I've probably spent more time listening to Fall Out Boy. I've been a fan of Fall Out Boy longer. They were a very big part of my formative, like 16, 17, 18 year old years. They definitely were my gateway to that kind of music. I used to listen to a lot of hip hop in high school, and Fall Out Boy was a big part of me kind of my taste changing and moving over to something that I liked a little more. Fall Out Boy's actually one of the things that Tara and I first bonded over when we met, that it's her favorite band too. We ranked all the albums at the time, or actually we ranked all the songs that they had released at the time, 1 to 100 or whatever it was. And got very nerdy thing to do with somebody that you just met and like don't know that well, but that's one of the things we really bonded over. And, you know, I've seen them quite a few times, not as many times as I've seen Coheed. Tara and I went and saw them recently in my hometown of Grand Rapids. They played the local arena. And that's kind of where I'm going with this. There's this thing about Fall Out Boy where their lead singer slash guitarist Patrick Stump is a very gifted musical guy, but he's a bit of a shyer dude. And so their bassist, Pete Wentz, who also writes the lyrics, is kind of the spokesperson for the band. He's not a very good bassist for someone who's been playing for 25 years. And so that kind of hurts their reputation a little bit sometimes, but that's not what the focus is for him. He's a very good lyricist, and he's actually a very good businessman, which is a weird thing to say about a band, because it's supposed to be art, and it's like, oh, don't bring business into it. But at the end of the day, when a band gets that big, it's a business. And he's done a great job of kind of guiding them to be this, like, super relevant legacy band at this point that I don't think I've ever been to our local arena and seen such a packed show. It was sold out, and that usually only happens for country music around here, so pretty big deal. The point of all this talk about Pete Wentz is the last time they came to our town, I went with Jason and a few other members of our family, and Pete always has this moment where he gets on the mic and he says like a speech kind of, right? And typically they're not very good. Like, they're not very profound. Jason and I make fun of this one all the time. He was talking about how his speech basically boiled down to, no matter what your challenges are, you can do whatever you want to do. And he used the example of, I don't care if you're 5'5", you can dunk that basketball if you want to dunk that basketball. And Jason and I thought that was just hilarious, because it's like, no, that's not how that works. Like, we understand the message behind it, but you can't, physical incapabilities, you can't do that, right? There's a certain point where it doesn't matter how hard you try. If you're not tall enough to dunk the basketball, you're not going to dunk the basketball. So we always kind of made fun of that speech. But when Tara and I saw him recently, it was a great show, by the way. They're best they've ever been. Great production quality, fireworks, all kinds of stuff. Played a bunch of good songs. They sounded great. But he goes to give his speech, and I'm kind of like rolling my eyes already, like, all right, man. Okay, cool. And it was actually something that that hit with me a little bit, which is surprising to say. But basically, he said something, I don't have the exact words, but he said something along the lines of, during COVID, I was like reading and watching videos a lot about CBT, not what you guys think, cognitive behavioral therapy. Not the CBT that we often talk about, and not the podcast that Tara and I do, see the letters, thanks, Corn. He was talking about, he was looking into that, and one of the things that fascinated him was how some people say there's two ways of looking at life that people revert to. The first way is you look out the window, and you see all the flowers and the plants and the trees and the animals and you and the sky, and you go, wow, this is so beautiful. And then the other way is you look at all that stuff, and you go, all of this is going to end someday, and we're all going to, everyone I know and love is going to die, including myself. And so he said that, and people laughed. And so he started kind of laughing a little bit because it was just very stark and like no one expected him to say that. But then he went on to say, you know, the way I deal with that is the art that I make is important to me. And the art that you make, whether it's TikToks with your friends, or you make bracelets, or you make music, or you make YouTube videos, or whatever it is, the art that you make is important, and that's what lasts. And I remember being like, fuck. Wow. And then they played a Fall Boy song after, and I was just like, I was rocked for a minute, because I've been struggling with this. I like to blame my job a lot for when content doesn't come out from the Super Spike Eddie Bros. And yes, that is a huge part of why sometimes things don't happen. I mean, last week I worked 80 hours in a week. It's spring break. It happens every year. I work a ton. So sometimes that is the case. But sometimes it's a mental thing. And it's not just that, you know, if I really wanted to, I could spend the time and get the episode out and get the, do what I want to do, and I choose to not, right? And, you know, you can't overwork yourself. I used to be the guy that would be up till 3 a.m. editing the episode that Jason and I just recorded hours before just to get it out for you guys, but that's not always feasible, especially the older I get. The older I get, the more I'm like falling asleep in my chair with Premiere open, you know? I've been struggling. I love the podcast. I love the podcast we do. It's been really tough due to another reason we bring up a lot is the lack of Kingdom Hearts content. And I get jealous a little bit of people that cover other topics. Like, for example, pro wrestling. If I had traction in like the pro wrestling space, I could have enough content to make something every day and not repeat and not feel redundant. But right now with Kingdom Hearts, it's so, and this isn't just a Kingdom Hearts problem for the record. Like if I did a Super Mario podcast or a Donkey Kong, but you know what I mean? Like, which would be silly, but like there's just not always something to talk about. And I love my brother, and we have great chemistry when we record these things. We're best friends, you know, and so that makes it easier. But it is tough sometimes hitting that record button and joining that Discord call and going, all right, let's, you know. And what's really ironic about it is we end up, you know, when it's said and done, it usually turns out to be a pretty good episode because of, not to like, not to toot our own horns or whatever, but because of the chemistry we have together and because of the jokes we make. But it's not about Kingdom Hearts anymore, right? That's the secret. It's not a secret. We talk about Kingdom Hearts, but our podcast isn't about Kingdom Hearts anymore. Unless Square Enix goes, hey, here's a new trailer, or hey, there's a new game coming out, you know? And I've been struggling with that. And I suppose that's why I said what I said on the Answer and Report podcast live. I didn't tell Jason I was going to say that. I just kind of felt in the moment like, hey, I should, like when you warn a kid, hey, 15 minutes till bedtime, you know, so their reaction isn't as aggressive when you do have to put them to bed, right? I felt like the need to tell you guys, hey, it's almost bedtime. Well, I'm getting worked up a little bit. I don't want it to be that, right? And the fact of the matter is that Jason's moving to Japan in January, right? And we've talked about, like, oh, I'll stay up in the middle of the night and we can do a podcast over Discord, but he doesn't know what his living situation is going to be like in that regard. This is wishful thinking. It's not going to happen that way. You know, we live less than 10 miles from each other, and it doesn't happen that way now. So why would it happen when he lives thousands of miles away? And it's no one's fault. It's just the way it is. And in the same way that I can look at the Ansem Report podcast and go, man, this has been a beautiful, wonderful, incredible thing that has made me so many friends and given me so much satisfaction and joy throughout my life, I also have to look at it the other way, where it's like, this is going to come to an end. And, man, I did not expect to get emotional doing this. While I agree with both those things, I'm not saying that this is right now the end. That would be silly. That would be, you know, I want to continue to do this podcast as long as we can. And, but it just might mean there's not like a cadence. There's not a, hey, every other week. Hey, there's not a, but I want to continue to create things in general, you know? And if that means the Ansem Report doesn't come out but once a month or less, you know, like I think I have to work on some other stuff, you know? And so I'm not saying, hey, there's no more Ansem Report. Shit, we could have one next week. It all depends on me and Jason's schedule and Kingdom Hearts news coming out, which we won't be getting any this month. I know people were hopeful because it's been 2 years since KH4 was revealed, but that's not going to happen. And it's gotten to a certain point. Like, what makes it really tough, part of the reason we stopped doing the question of the week is because I was like, hey, I love the interaction that we get from our fan base and from our people in the Discord and everyone all around. But it really started to feel like a crutch. It started to feel like, all right, Jason and I talked about Kingdom Hearts for 10 minutes, and then we talked for 45 about the answers you guys gave. And while I think that's fun, at a certain point, if you do the same thing over and over, it can diminish. And I think it has. I think it has diminished. I think anytime we've done a question of the week, the answers are getting less and less. And I get it, because the questions are getting worse. The questions aren't great, because we're not, I don't have an interest in going over the same thing over and over, and what's in the box, and who is Sora, who's the master of masters, and I just don't have the interest in, like, regurgitating that kind of content over and over, even if we do have like different discussions about it. But I see some of these like KHTubers, and it's like they're just grasping at straws to like create weekly content, and I want to do things that are interesting to me, and that's just not anymore. And it was, and it like, and if there's new information, it is interesting to me. I don't take this as I don't like Kingdom Hearts anymore, because that is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I need new Kingdom Hearts in order to be interested in Kingdom Hearts, you know? And I just don't see the merit in continuing to use the word again, regurgitate the same stuff that we've been talking about for the last couple of years. And again, Missing Link comes out. Yeah. Sure. Even though I've been like kind of negative on that game, I'm going to play it. I want to play it. I want to see what it has to offer. And hopefully I'm wrong about the stuff that I'm negative on. I mean, I loved playing Pokemon Go. I spent money on Pokemon Go. It was a good time. I don't know how that works in Kingdom Hearts, but we're going to see. And when Kingdom Hearts 4 starts to hype up, yeah, absolutely, we'll be there. And by we, I can't speak for Jason, you know? Him and I just kind of go with the flow when it comes to, like, what we come out with. And so, we can talk about this. It's no secret, and I don't mean this to sound, like, cocky or, like, I'm ball-washing myself or anything, but, like, Jason's the talent, meaning he doesn't plan the podcast. He doesn't, I bounce ideas off of him, but he's not editing anything. He's not, you know, that's just not what he does and not what he's interested in. And, like, I feel like in every kind of creative relationship like this, there's one person that's, like, really into doing everything that needs to get done. And then there's someone's like, hey, I'm along for the ride, man. And that's where the joke of Mike is so busy and Jason does nothing comes from. And that is a joke, because to say he does nothing, I mean, I can't imagine. It's funny I'm saying this. I can't imagine sitting here and doing a podcast without him, but here we are, right? So, but we would not, our podcast would not be successful without him. But I'm definitely, like, the driving force behind making sure the podcast works and gets out. And so if I'm not doing it, you know, that's not what he does, right? And so that makes it tough for me to go, yeah, me and Jason will both be there. I'm going to cover Kingdom Hearts 4, but if he's in Japan, I don't know how that works, and we don't know how that works, and we won't know until he's there, you know? And him and I have talked about this a ton, you know, but, like, this isn't any official announcement or anything, but I'm just saying, like, we won't know until he's there. We don't know how it's going to work, if it works at all. And that's what I was getting at when I said, hey, you know, it's almost time for bed. But my point of this whole discussion and bringing up the Fall Out Boy thing and the speech he gave is that I want to continue to make, I think art's a little pretentious, but I want to continue to make stuff. I want to continue to, you know, and I have done other stuff outside of, you know, Ansem Report. There's other podcasts we do. I've done some videos, like, we stream, obviously. I don't think that's all going to, I don't think any of that's going to go away, but it might refocus a bit to be less Ansem Reporty, just because I out of necessity. Because if I continue to try and, like, make the same thing over and over, it's not, I'm not going to be able to survive. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to lose my mind, you know? And that might be disappointing to some of you. And I'm sorry. I, you know, Kingdom Hearts fans are some of the best in the world. But with that comes a little bit of, like, hey, you're a little obsessive over this thing, right? And I resemble that remark. You know, I get fully, like, obsessed with things when I get really into them. And Kingdom Hearts is definitely one of those things that I've been obsessed with. So I get it. But I just hope that, you know, you guys understand. Like, I've been critical of other podcasts in the past that have gone, yeah, we don't want to do Kingdom Hearts anymore, and we're going to do, I don't know, let me just pull something out of my head, a Twin Peaks podcast, right? I've been critical of that, and I understand the irony in that. I'm not planning on changing the Ansem Report podcast in any way as far as the content that it covers. It just won't happen as often. You know, I hope that you guys would go, hey, you know what? We like Mike. We like Jason. We like Tara. And we want to continue to watch the other stuff. I actually have really been enjoying this. I know I haven't done it in a while because of the whole work situation and all that. But, like, I've really enjoyed just kind of sitting in a camera and talk in front of a camera and talking to you guys. I think I'm pretty good at it. I don't know. I've been told that. I feel comfortable. It's not weird. I'm not like, oh, there's no one here and I'm just talking. This is so strange. Like, I enjoy it, I guess. And so, like, I don't know what kind of content that is. Like, that's not, it's not like bringing anybody in, right? No one's, like, seeing a thumbnail with my dumb face on it and going, oh, I'm going to watch this guy talk about fucking who knows what, right? So it's definitely something that's definitely just for you guys and you guys and gals that are, like, friends and fans of us already, you know? I don't know what I'm going to do next. I want to keep making stuff though. And that was the point of this is, hey, well, I'm telling you, I guess what I'm saying is I'm no longer telling you guys that it's almost bedtime, but I am telling you that, it might be almost bedtime on the way the Ansem report is because of people moving on and growing up and doing things they want to do. I'm so tremendously proud of my brother for what he's going to do in Japan. He's been, you know, someone who I think he'll tell you he's felt a bit aimless in like his professional life for a while. And for him to figure out what he wants to do and enact that plan to do it. And it's not like it's not like he walked down the street and knocked on the door of the community college and said, oh, I'm going to go to school, which, again, still would be a big deal. But he's said, I'm going to move to a whole different country, and I'm going to make sure that I am as prepared as possible when I get to that country so I can communicate with people and so I can do what I want to do. Like, that's I'm so proud of him. It's so huge. Yeah, there's a big age gap between me and my brother. I'm 11 years older than him. Well, 10 years and 11 months older, exactly, older than my brother. And when you have an age gap like that, you tend to help raise. Not that I'm giving myself credit for that. You know, my dad and Jason's mom are tremendous people, but I don't know. I've spent a lot of time helping Jason learn things and do things and talk to him about things and giving him advice. And it's really, outside of him just being my friend and my brother, I'm extremely just proud of the man he's become. I didn't realize I was going to go into this tangent, but, I love you, Jason. I guess that's what I kind of wanted to say. I know this is a little shorter than I had been doing. I think it would kind of, I could like answer some questions, but I think we're going to leave this as what it is. So, thank you guys for your patience. And I hope that whatever I and Jason and Tara and everybody end up doing next, I hope you guys are here for and you enjoy. So, I'm going to continue to do these episodes at least. I don't know when there's going to be another Ansem Report podcast. I don't know. Don't have anything planned. We are going to talk about the charity stream soon. First week of May, probably. So be on the lookout for that because that's super important to me and Jason and Tara that we give back. And so those charity streams have been some of the most fun time we've had. So I'm excited to do it one last time. But fuck. Thank you guys. And may your I don't know how to end these still. May your heart be your guiding key. We'll talk to you soon.